won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
Miranda Lambert celebrated her 27th birthday at the Country Music Association Awards by taking home three presents. They included Video of the Year, an award she shared with director Trey Fanjoy for The House That Built Me, Album of the Year for Revolution, and Female Vocalist of the Year. The Texas native entered this year's CMA race with 9 nominations, which set a new record for a female country artist. Miranda received the Female Vocalist Award from Loretta Lynn, who she thanked for opening doors for women in country music.
The woman that paved the way for all females ever in country music is standing here beside me and handing me this award. And I'm proud that I can now call her a friend. Thank you so much. Thank you for everything you've done. I'm going to keep going for the other women in this industry, I promise. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it.
Adios and bye, Cornelius. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one and grab my guitar and play.
The Zac Brown Band received the 2010 Best New Artist Grammy Award, so their CMA win for New Artist of the Year came as no surprise. Since 2008, the Georgia-based group has released 6 singles. 5 have reached number 1 on the country chart. Zac Brown gave thanks to the group's fans and family who have given them the opportunity to live out their dream in country music.
Thanks so much to all the fans that believed in us, to all of our team. To our wives, especially, that believe in us and that we come home to, and everybody here that's given us a shot. It's an honor to live on a legacy, getting to do what we love to do and try to be the best musicians that we can possibly be.
Brooks and Dunn recently ended their 2 decades together with the last rodeo tour, but that didn't make them the sentimental favorite for Vocal Duo of the Year. They won that award 14 times since 1992. CMA voters gave this year's Vocal Duo honor to Sugarland for the 4th year in a row. The biggest upset of the night was in the Male Vocalist of the Year category. Favored nominees Brad Paisley and Keith Urban were beat out by Blake Shelton, who won that award for the first time in his career.
It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't.
The phenomenal success of Lady Antebellum has been one of the biggest stories of 2010. The trio continued its domination by taking home 2 awards, Single of the Year for Need You Now and Vocal Group of the Year. While accepting their Group of the Year award, the 3 members collectively thanked those who helped further their success throughout the past year.
Thank you all so much. This has been the most incredible year of our lives. I want to thank Country Radio. Y'all have been amazing for us. Thank you so much.
I just want to say thank you so much to my bandmates, Charles and Dave. Like Charles said, this year has been unbelievable, and I can't imagine 2 better people, more fun to enjoy the ride with, and this is so humbling.
And to all the groups, we're huge fans, Rascal Flatts, Zach,
everybody.
Van Perry, Little Big Town. It's an honor to be in a category with you. So
thank you
to
so
all the fans,
much.
Thank you.
Other CMA Award winners included Blake Shelton and Trace Adkins, who shared the Musical Event of the Year trophy for Hillbilly Bone, Tom Douglas and Alan Shamblin, winners of the Song of the Year honor for writing Miranda Lambert's first number one hit, The House That Built Me, and guitarist Mac McAnally, who won his 3rd consecutive Musician of the Year award. On the 3-hour live telecast, country music never sounded better. Among the performances was a 50th anniversary tribute to country legend Loretta Lynn by Miranda Lambert and Sheryl Crow. Loretta made a surprise addition to the performance of her classic hit Coal Miner's Daughter. Other highlights included duets by Kelly Clarkson and Jason Aldean, Alan Jackson and the Zac Brown Band, and actress Gwyneth Paltrow with Vince Gill performing a duet version of the title song from her upcoming film, which also stars Tim McGraw. Brad Paisley, who co-hosted the 44th annual CMA Awards with Carrie Underwood, won the night's top honor, Entertainer of the Year. Brad choked back tears as he thanked country music fans and his late grandfather, who inspired him to become a musician.
First of all, I want to talk to the fans. It sounds act like a cliche when you say thanks to the fans. But the great thing about country fans is when you say fans, I don't even mean mine. You guys are loyal to everyone in this room. It's the most amazing loyal fan base in the world. And my grandfather, tonight is, for me, is about him. This is a man who loved Buck Owens, and he loved Johnny Cash and these people. And he said, I want you to learn to play the guitar because this is going to get you through lonely times and you'll never be alone with this. And I don't think he ever thought that it would draw 20,000 people. But I think about him tonight.
Here's Brad Paisley with his CMA-nominated number one hit, Water. I'm Mary Morningstar.
Inflatable pool full of dad's hot air. Well, I was 3 years old, splashing everywhere. And so began my love affair with water. On the riverbank, with all my friends, a big old rope tied to a limb. And you're a big old wuss if you don't jump in.